KRWG News is interviewing candidates running in New Mexico's contested primary races. Art Terrazas is a Democratic candidate seeking the District 31 New Mexico State Senate seat. He joins us now to talk about his campaign. Art, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Can you tell our audience why you are running for the District 31 seat?
Yes. First of all, thank you for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to everybody today. You know, simply put, for me, I am a public servant at heart. I'm a third-generation civil servant, actually. And I grew up in these communities that are in District 31, grew up at Anthony. My father's from Lanyon. And I just have always wanted to serve the public. I believe that there's a lot of good that can come from working in government and pursuing efforts on behalf of the community. And I think that having grown up in this area, I understand the nuances of these communities, the needs, and my training and my experiences working both in state, local, national government and for nonprofits gives me the tools necessary to be an effective advocate for these communities in Santa Fe.
Across the globe and right here in New Mexico, COVID-19 has impacted lives. With that in mind, can you tell us what you think the major issues are facing District 31 and New Mexico?
Yes, thank you for asking that. It has been, as somebody noted, I was scrolling through my newsfeed on Twitter, somebody had talked about it's a generational upheaval and not a three-month inconvenience that we're looking at with COVID-19. This pandemic has also hit District 31 especially hard. The Sun News reported last week that over 59% of the cases in this county actually come from communities that are within District 31, the districts that communities that border Texas. And I think there's a lot of reasons why that is, and it brings up issues of why I'm running, of what I'm trying to do with this campaign and what I want to accomplish as a state senator. Number one is healthcare. You know, people in District 31 do not have adequate access to quality healthcare. There are a lot of people in the district, my mother included, who have to drive over 4 hours to see a specialist in Albuquerque. We need to do more to open up community health centers in the district. We need to do more to establish memorandums of understanding with hospitals across the state line in Texas. The healthcare is, as I said, a very important issue to me personally. It's important to the people in my district, and that's why I'm the only candidate in this race that has actually presented a COVID-19 economic recovery plan for the state of New Mexico. It's a five-point plan that talks about how we can start getting people back on their feet and protecting them from suffering economic devastation of it. Two issues that are key to my campaign are jobs. We need better paying jobs in this community so that people can have enough money to pay their rent, put food on the table, and also take their families out for a nice meal at a restaurant or even to take a vacation. People in this community are struggling to survive every day before the pandemic happened, and that's not right. We need to make sure that we're leveraging the resources we have to get people better paying jobs. And the last part is infrastructure. You know, for every community that is in District 31, save for part of White Sands Missile Range and part of Las Cruces, every other community is designated as a colonia. What does that mean? That means that the federal government has said that these communities lack adequate housing and infrastructure for people that live there. That designation has been there for the majority of my life. I'm 40 years old. We have never sat down and looked at the ways to bring these communities out of that colonial status, because we need to make sure that they have adequate housing, adequate infrastructure, but we also need to make sure that they have access to Wi-Fi internet, and we have to make sure that people have livable conditions. And I want to be the person that sits down with these community leaders, plans out a way for us to get them elevated out of colonial status and make sure we've got the funding and resources to do that.
So if elected, how do you think that you can address these many issues with legislation? You mentioned a five-point plan to deal with COVID-19 and some other top issues. How would you address these issues with legislation?
Well, first of all, on the COVID-19 plan, there's 5 points, as I said. One is establishing a fund for utility arrearages, because, well, there's people that are saying, getting notices from their utility companies that they're not going to have their power shut off or they can miss a payment, that doesn't mean that after this is over, some of them may be hit with a $600 or $700 bill. So I want to establish a utility arrearages fund, at least $100 million worth of funds for that program so that people can apply to have that, have their bills paid, and they won't go bankrupt because they're going to be hit with such a massive expense at the end of this is over and after they may not have been working. As far as, you know, looking at the elevation of the colonias, what I want to do is sit down with each community in the district and the leaders and plan a series of town halls and also meetings with elected and appointed officials so that we can draft master plans for the next 5 to 10 years as to what is going to need to be accomplished. And that's when what I will do is seek funding through capital outlay programs, but I'm also not going to stop there. I want to make sure that we're working with the congressional delegation to leverage any funds that we can get from the appropriate committees in Congress to get those funds directed to these communities. Another source of funding that is not necessarily within the legislature, but is a purview of somebody who is the senator for District 31, is the senator for District 31 has a seat on the El Paso Metropolitan Planning Organization. That is a regional organization that works together to, again, access and acquire funds for the region for planning purposes and for transportation. That's another thing that I want to do, and another role that I want to serve, and another place where I can be an effective advocate for our communities.
You mentioned that. How do you think you could make an impact serving in that role?
Well, number one, I understand the processes as they are laid out right now. You know, as I've said, I've worked in Washington. I've lobbied at the state level. I've worked at local government. So I understand the appropriations process. I understand the people who need to be, who need to be contacted. I understand the way the grant proposals work, and I understand how you need to go about the process to actually acquire those funds. So number one, just understanding the process. Number two is having, again, experienced this and worked with individuals at these levels. I've built relationships over time with people not only in Santa Fe and not only in Washington, but also across the state line in Texas. So building relationships is a big part of serving as an elected official at any level. And having those relationships makes me ready to go on day one to become that advocate.
The New Mexico Supreme Court dismissed an emergency petition by the Secretary of State and other county clerks to conduct the June primary election by using mostly a mail-in ballot. The High Court dismissed that petition and ordered that applications for absentee ballots be mailed to voters. How do you feel about the Supreme Court's decision?
Well, I was disappointed, but I think what we also have to take away and understand in that decision is that the Supreme Court was saying that they did not have the power to actually send the ballots to everybody through state statute. And one of the questions, because I did listen to part of those proceedings and the arguments that were made before the court, one of the questions asked by one of the justices is why the state legislature did not convene in this session to actually pass a law allowing the Secretary of State and the county clerks to mail to the actual ballots to folks. I think that this is another instance of where the legislature and members that are of the legislature right now have fallen short. We need a legislature that's much more proactive, that's going to actually take on these issues head on. People were really placing this on the governor and saying, why didn't the governor call a special session? Now, under our state constitution, the legislature itself has the ability to call itself into an extraordinary session. Legislative leaders could have done that for one day, passed a law that will allow the Secretary of State and the clerks to send ballots to people. And that's the type of leadership we actually need in Santa Fe. We don't need a reactionary legislature. We don't need a legislature that's going to wait around for the governor to do something. We need a legislature that's an active and vocal participant and partner to the governor to make sure that needs of New Mexicans are getting met. And I think this is one area in which the legislature really missed the boat. We should have been more active. We should have had them call themselves into an extraordinary session to pass that law, because it would be much safer for people to vote from home. We do want to make sure that people are not out and about. We're working so hard. The governor is doing a lot of great things and, you know, doing her best to make sure people are safe. And I know that it's very difficult on a lot of us, but, you know, having those ballots sent to homes would have been a lot safer and would have been a lot easier. And unfortunately, we didn't get that opportunity.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted your campaign?
Well, I think it's very much changed it. You know, I think that I was joking with a former professor of mine at MSU last week that, you know, you're probably going to have a lot of papers written by political scientists later about campaigning during the time of COVID. It's made it difficult because there are certain things that I had wanted to do during this campaign that I didn't get an opportunity to do. You know, I had planned to host different community meetings and town halls in every single community in District 31. Obviously, that's not something that we were able to do. Going door to door was something I was very much looking forward to. There's nothing like actually going to a voter's home, introducing themselves so they can see you, and having a good, honest exchange about ideas and issues in the community during a campaign. That's obviously not something we've been able to do either. So, you know, we're doing our best by, you know, communicating with folks via a digital platform, social media, mailers, and phone calls, but it certainly changed the nature of it. And, you know, we are also encouraging folks every opportunity we get to apply for an absentee ballot, to vote from home so it's safer, but it has definitely made it a lot more challenging.
Art Terrazas is a Democratic candidate seeking the District 31 New Mexico State Senate seat. Art, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Again, thanks for having me.